morning, we'll be pondering about something that bothers many of us. Notice I didn't say all of us, I said many of us, because there is a chance, just about one, is it 1 or 10% between? So there's a 10% of the population, and then there's 1% of that 10% of the population that seemingly have no cares in the world. No. So, gather around, as always, to one of the best, maybe the most intriguing conversation to help you move as your day continues. Wherever you are this morning, on your way to work, at your offices, maybe at the petrol station, maybe you are in the market square, maybe you're just at home, working from home, or maybe you're a student, not having much to do today, maybe because you're on break or something. Whatever it is, I'd like to welcome you to 92.3 Nigeria's Hello Port Harcourt.
And now, Hello Port Harcourt with Jude on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
So I was going to get, I got some fruits yesterday night, and it's become a mantra for myself and my friends. I tell my brother who's in Abuja, and I tell my friends around here, the few that I do have, I tell them, please, so long as you are within the Port Harcourt metropolis or River State in general, please make sure you have as much fruits as you can muster or afford every week. If it's a bunch of bananas a week, if it's oranges, every other day, please do so. And I tell you why. Well, we have decided, apparently, maybe in this state, I don't know how, but we somehow decided, you know what, we're going to live with the suits. We're not going to stop complaining about the suits. We're going to encourage people to even continue in the business. Yes. Some people say there's some justification to the actions of these individuals, since the government doesn't want to stop. And I'm talking about both the federal and state government, right? Because whilst the River State government, in all honesty, cannot pretend or put his head in the sand to the scenarios around us, to act oblivious, all right, to the scenarios around us, the federal government also has a role to play in not just the monitoring of this particular issue, but also the enforcement of the laws that govern this particular country. But hey, you know what? Keep polluting the air. We are all going to breathe it. You know, we are all, well, not all. Hopefully some of us will get past it and tell our children and tell those people that it was your grandfather, it was your father who made us suffer what we are suffering right now. But it's fine. Really, it's fine. Don't worry, it's fine. Keep breathing the air. It's okay. Keep, policemen, no, military, whoever you are, keep collecting the bribes. It's fine. It's okay. You're breathing the same air, which is beautiful, because no one seems to be able to escape it. You know, we're all breathing the same air. So, yeah. All right. Good. So, moving away from that. So, I went to get fruits yesterday. And whilst doing that, the man beside me, who was also buying, complained because he wanted to buy a bunch of bananas. And he was told that the bananas that he chose was going to cost him 600 naira. Now, in my entire life, I have never bought bananas for 600 naira. I have never bought bananas ever for 600 naira. When I would travel, you know, when I'm getting towards Wario, if just down here, you know, on your way to Bayelsa, for example, you know, 250 naira, 300 naira, just big chunks. You get to eat all the way when you get to Lagos or Benin, wherever you're going to. But here we are, we're buying bananas, sometimes 6 or 8 fingers for 600, sometimes even 700 naira. Okay, no qualms. And then the man stopped and said, "Madam, please, how much last?" The woman told the man, "Oga, 600. That's where it's ending." The man says, "Okay, let me have the 200 naira, like the one Jude was buying. Let me have the 200 naira, that this money don't they finish." And then when he left, the woman said, "Ah, now true, salary. They go soon start to the pay salary, waiting be today's date." So it got me thinking, with all of these things happening, what is the state of your salary right now? We're talking about payday challenges this morning. You see, wage and salary issues are at the forefront of many businesses today. After COVID, a lot of people are asking, how much should I be paid? When should I be paid? What kind of work should I be paid for? It doesn't make sense for me to stay in the office for 8 hours and then you pay me for, you know, literally 2 hours worth of work. Why can't I just do 2 hours worth of work and you pay me 2 hours worth of work? Now, the fact is, businesses are only as good as the employees. So if the workforce is not happy, chances are the business will die. You could also make the same claim for our government agencies. They are not particularly happy, so you don't get to see them working efficiently. So let me ask us this morning, straight question. How much of your salary that was paid to you for the month of October do you have now? You can call in and tell me the exact figure, or you can call me and tell me a percentage of the figure, whichever works for you. How much have you been able to save? Were you able to save at all? What major challenges do you have? Because it's interesting that the market women in Port Harcourt know that it's about time for salaries to come. And so they're bringing more products so that people such as me and you can come out to buy. The woman was interestingly perceptive enough to know that that man obviously had not received salary. So, ladies and gentlemen, have you received salary? Now, the salary that you last received, how far has it taken you? Ladies and gentlemen, Port Harcourt's very own starts to talk right now. My name is Jude, 017-923-0002, 017-923-0003, 017-923-0003, and then 017-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram available for us on 08-09-030-6416. Stroll on to Facebook, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. This is your conversation station. Hello, Port Harcourt. Nigeria 3, good morning.
Good morning, Jude.
Good.
How are you today?
Very well. Good morning. Welcome, please.
Jude, you want to know how much of my salary is left from last month?
Either you can tell us the exact amount or you can give us a percentage. 1%, 10%.
Jude, my salary that I'm expecting this month end is gone.
What do you mean it's gone?
I've not received it, but it has name.
Wow.
So it's gone. So I'm just receiving it to give to the owner.
So are you saying that the salary that you were paid for the month of September, right? October is already gone?
Yes. September finished before the September salary actually came.
So you have 0% of the salary you were paid for
in
September?
Yes. And in fact, the one that I'm supposed to receive, hopefully this coming week, is already finished.
Interesting.
Because it is not enough.
It's not enough.
It cannot take care of the rising prices of things in the market. I'm saying things to cover both food,
clothing,
toiletries,
yes,
bills. Everything is rising. The salary is not rising. So you find that the salary finishes even before you receive it.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, I've been hearing the salaries is finishing before we received it since I was 15. What have we been doing since then? Tony is speaking to us from UFA. Matthew is on NTA Road. We'll get to Matthew in a minute. Tony, good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Yeah, good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Although I have been paid for this month.
Already?
Yes, already.
Let me clap for you. Your company is a pacemaker. You are the one shaking Port Harcourt.
Yeah. I think that's a kudos to all of the management. I think one of the reasons for this rise cost of tools is the level of output we have in the name of tax. If you pass through a chain road, you see a lot of people collecting produce. They call them agri-produce. local government produce. You go to Taraba and buy tomato for 25,000 naira. Before you take that tomato to Port Harcourt, you spend additional 25,000 naira just to retain police and army on the road. So we are the problem of ourselves.
So,
and that's for the collaborators
from everybody.
Give to their wife to go to the market and see complaints that the products are expensive.
Okay, now, Tony, before I get on to Matthew, Tony, from last month's salary, how much of a percentage was left before you received your salary?
I think I have over 100K.
No, give us a percentage. Just how is that
percentage should be about 40%.
Wow, Tony is doing well. 40% left of his salary. Matthew, good morning. How much of your salary is left from last month?
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Matthew, good morning.
Mr. Jude,
yes,
honestly, I appreciate it's not easy for you to work and collect salary monthly. It's not easy. There are certain things you budget, and probably you might not be able to do. Sometimes you forget the debt you hold, only for you to see that they've deducted money from your account.
Mm-hmm. True.
Mr. Jude, I always get to know that the Agboro are not just only those ones that stays at the road, that collect money from you when you never expect. Sorry to use this, government too, at the other side.
Okay, so Matthew,
Matthew,
because of the time, how much of a salary from last month do you still have?
Dude, honestly, I've forgotten when last I collected salary. Because the salary comes and the salary goes. Sometimes it doesn't get to my hand. By the time you remove church money, the offering, the tithe, the Thanksgiving and the rest, the sowing of seed, Mr. Jude, how much is it remaining?
That's a big question, Iman. Oh dear. So how much of your salary is left as at today? Today is the 25th or 26th. So let's say you were paid, you know, if your company is good enough, like our first caller who says he's already received his this month's salary, that's October salary. So let's say last month, September, you were paid on the 25th, on the 26th, right? If you were paid on the 26th or 27th of last month, how much? Either you can give us exact figures, or if you want to be, you know, a bit discreet, I prefer that. Give us a percentage. How much of a percentage of your salary is left? And I'll be very honest with you. From what we were paid last month, that's me. I'm speaking for myself. I'm not speaking for the other people here. Some of them are chairmen. For myself, I'm speaking, I have just about 11% of what I was paid last month today. Today is the 26th of the month. I have just about 10%. 90.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. 90.3, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Jude.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. Welcome.
Mr. Jude, I want to remain anonymous.
Okay.
I'm a police officer.
Okay.
My salary is about 150,000 naira a month. Last month, when I received the last month of salary, my friend was cooking in the university, is about 140,000 naira.
Oh, wow.
I sent half of the school fee to him. I sent the pocket money to him. And I dropped some of the money for the month for feeding for my family. Just as I see with you, I'm living on loan.
So
how do you that when this salary is paid, I will not be accepting that loan and start up to a quick loan. That's the main thing.
So how are you going to pay the loan? Is it from the same salary?
When the salary is paid, I will pay the loan. I will pay the minimum to pay another loan. That's how it works.
That is the situation.
Okay. Right. Thank you very much. So, we're taking Port Harcourt's pulse this morning as we get to find out how much of your salary is left today. How have you been managing your finances? Yes, like I said, since I was, 12 or 16, I've been hearing the money is never enough. But somehow, we have a population that's been blossoming. How are we doing it? Port Harcourt, when we come back, more on our conversations.
Port Harcourt. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello.
Every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
So, it's not just the recipients of the salaries. That will be the employees who are at a knife's edge when it comes to the end of the month. Even the employers. Because, as always, how much to pay, when to pay, is one of the longest, if not the most consistent problem employers of labor have. Now, in some parts of the world, you have communities and countries where they have a better regime or regiment as regarding the payment of individuals such as, you know, politicians and for those who are in the private sector. Now, in Germany, did you know that some German politicians, particularly those who are in the local government, don't earn as much as a nurse? Yeah, a nurse, not even a doctor. Some, I didn't say all, some. But the reverse might just be the case here. So, someone just called, said he earns 150,000 a month. That's what he's paid as a policeman. Now, there are some people who are listening and say, a policeman, 150,000? But I work at so-and-so, and I'm paid 50,000, 45,000, and yet these people somehow have not done some of the things that, you know, many of our brothers in uniform are doing. But another conversation for another day. So how are you managing your debt? How are you managing to feed? What exactly are you doing? But one question still remains intact. What do you have at the end of the month? If you're just joining us this morning, my question is this. What percentage of your salary from September do you have today, October 26th, 2021, assuming you have not been paid or you are about to be paid?
This is 92.3 Nigeria Info, the only place where talk is not cheap.
0173-0002, 0173-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then 0817-923-0009 is the female caller line. We are talking to Port Harcourt people this morning, Port Harcourt residents, Rivers residents this morning. It's about that time of the month. How much do you have? What exactly are you going to be able to do with the money? We know human wants are insatiable, all right? But it's all about management. How have you been managing? WhatsApp messages now, 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. White is speaking to us from Umpolu. Hello, Port Harcourt. White, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Yeah, I'm coming. I just want to correct the impression about the guy who called it as that. He was spending his money on school fees at increment university.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, White.
Okay. Let him tell, you know, we all be truthful about where he spends his money, because we haven't increased school fees for, I'm sure, almost 3 years now, and we're not looking at increasing it anytime soon.
Okay.
So you shouldn't come already and say that he's spending money on school fees, increasing school fees like that.
White, I can't remember him saying that they've increased school fees in the Riverside University. But he made mention of, you know, sending some money to his son and obviously pocket money and upkeep. But we'll get to listen to that. But thank you anyway. It was a misconception about the school fees in River State University. But White, before we let you go, how much of your salary do you have from the previous month? Now, in percentage, you don't have to tell us the exact figure. How much in percentage do you have now? Oh dear. We seem to have lost connection with White. All right, so let me read messages now. All right, Jude, good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt. I was paid last week for the month of October. That was early. You were paid on the 20, on the 23rd, 24th. But my account right now is less than 2,000 Naira. Hey. My first question is, how much were you paid? How much were you paid? Jude, you are asking what percentage is left? I have been redundant for over 3 years now. No salary. How man go do now? Yes, how are you coping? What is your coping strategy? What did you invest in? What are you planning on investing in? You know, we want to get to know. Jude, it is terrible. Those in the village on the other hand are saying that, oh, he's in the oil city where he's earning 25,000 per month and spending 22,000 Naira every week, every 3 weeks. They don't even know. They don't even know. How much do you have left right now from last month's salary? Assuming you've not been paid, and even if you've been paid, you know, there's this feeling, I don't know about you, but there's this feeling I get when I get to be paid and I still have some money inside. It makes me feel, there's some leeway. Maybe I can, you know, do this. I can do that. Maybe I can, you know, go out on a date here. Maybe I can decide, you know, go see a movie here, buy myself a new pair of shoes there. I'll do this and do that and do that. That's the way I feel. So I try to always get there. Always get there. But it doesn't always work. Like I said, I spoke and I'm still speaking honestly. I have just about 11% of what I was paid initially from last month. How about you? How much do you have? 017-923-0002. Chris. Oh, so sorry about that. Chris was speaking to us from Oil Mill. 017-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. And then 0817-923-0009. Sam is on the line. Sam is speaking to us from LMA. Sam, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Sam. How are you doing this morning?
I'm for the purpose of clarification. The officer that called concerning the salary, it is not a junior officer. It is a very senior police officer from the rank of principal. And he never mentioned Riverside State University.
Okay, good.
And that's the point of clarification. He is a very senior police officer, junior officer.
All right, so Sam, what about you? How much do you have left?
We have nothing. I have nothing left in my bank.
0% from last month's salary.
0%. I'm even going to sleep.
So how are you going to pay back?
I trade from home to my office. From where I live to my office is about, I don't know where you have to, it's about 3 kilometers.
Really?
And I trade, I don't enter that.
Wow. Okay, Sam, thank you very much. Hello, Port Harcourt. Oh, interesting. Sam, wow. Okay, all right. More stories this morning. Jude, you asked about investment. When is not even enough to take care of the family? When I have... Yeah. So, These are the issues. And, you know, I can totally understand, you know, virtually every point or every view that will be shared this morning. Totally understand. Everybody has a vantage point. Many may not be able to see. Many may not afford that luxury of those vantage points. All right. Let's get here now. Our message portal, 0809-030-6416. Jude, other species also ponder. Man may not necessarily be superior to them. That's during my opening statement. All right. This one here says, Jude, you're asking how much is left. All I can say is God is good. All I can say is God is good. It's it's a tough one. It really is a tough one. It really, really is a tough one. All right, good morning, Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt. With the increase in foodstuff and gas and power bill, what I have left is 15% of the money that you were paid last month. Okay, that's from Emmanuel. Emmanuel says he has 15% left. Okay, that's not so bad. At least you're better than I am. I have 11. Maybe I should cut that down to 10. Yeah, let me see. Yeah, so let's leave it at 10, right? Let us leave it at 10. 10% left. Facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH is where you find us. Facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. And if you're just joining us, we're having a conversation about wages, your salaries, how you manage them. And this morning, I asked, how much is left before payday? Payday problems. How much is left before the next payday? Chime Bright says, nothing is left. Nothing is left. Somebody say, hey, what's the guy and tag his friend to come and answer this question? Okay, all right. Good morning, Jude. So I invested 20% of my salary, 40% for monthly upkeep, and I have about 14% before I got paid yesterday. I am married with 2 children. That's from why? Okay, I may just adopt this policy. All right, invest 20% of the salary, 40% of the salary for the monthly upkeep, and about 14% left. Wow. Before payday yesterday. All right. And he's married. Hello, Port Harcourt. Jude, my salary always finishes before I receive it. Imagine a graduate receiving $18,000 a month. That's from law. So what about you, the employer? Does this go through your mind that, you know, I know it's all about numbers, right? At the end of the day, it's about ones and zeros. How can I get more zeros, right, on the right-hand side of my checkbook as opposed to more zeros on the left-hand side of my checkbook? So I want to be able to see, after I carry out my operations every month, 100 million, 10 million, 1 million. That's after I have paid my salaries, that's for the staff. After I've paid utility bills, obviously for the building, for the places, the premises where I carry out my business, maybe taxes, however they come, I want to have millions. But does it ever occur to some of you businessmen that maybe a little more can go a lot more for your employees? Charles is on the line. I'm curious. You know, we have Prince Charles. You know, Charles usually have wealthy people. Charles is speaking to us from Rumodara. Charles, good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning, Jude. How are you doing?
Very well. Thank you for joining us, Charles.
All right. We're talking about salary remaining.
Yes, payday challenges.
My dear, as it stands now, I don't even have, I'm even owing. I'm owing all these fintech companies. Those guys, they are on my neck, seriously.
Wow. So you borrowed.
Honestly.
Okay, so.
I'm not planning on how to pay them.
Wait, so let me. So. 0% of your last salary is available now.
Honestly. I'm looking for where to get more, bro.
Okay, so give us a figure, a range. How much are you owing your debtors? How much are you owing them?
It's 60,000 to 70,000.
Okay, 60,000 to 70,000. Is this in addition to the interest you are meant to pay?
Yeah.
Okay. So, by the time your next salary comes, do you think you'd have offset that debt? Do you think you'd have paid or be able to service that debt?
Of course, off. Yes, I can. My salary is open that.
Okay, so you're going to be able to pay off. Now, when you pay off, what's going to be left? Can you manage that for the next 3 weeks or next 1 month?
My brother, I don't have any choice. I just have to manage. Even at this half now, I'm even regretting why I collected money from them. Because the way they are embarrassing people.
How are they embarrassing you, if I may ask?
They start sending messages to your contact.
Okay.
It's very embarrassing, really.
We are going to have a conversation about that. I'm getting a lot of messages from Port Harcourt people about...
Those guys are just... They are something else, honestly.
All right, Charles. Thank you very much for sharing. We should have a conversation, very detailed conversation. We need to get one of those financial gurus to join us in the studio. All right, 0179230002, 0179230003, 0817923007, and then the female caller line, 0779230009. Blessing G Lucky says, nothing is left. My salary is for food. Food is now so expensive. Please. Interesting. Okay. All right. Belema Ellis, as they pay you, you pay back your loans and start again. Interesting. Okay. All right. Good morning, Jude. This is Aniteze. Mine's about 94% left because I'm single and I'm not... Really? Aniteze said he has about 94% of his salary left because he's single and not searching. Hey, could that be it, guys? Could Aniteze be on a very vital piece of information? If you are not dating... Chances that your life might be less expensive. But is that only for guys or for ladies? I think Sam Orokuchinedu on Let's Talk from 9 p.m. every weekday should have that answer, or at least that conversation for us to sink our teeth into. So, Anteza says it is cheaper right now to be single than to be to be in a relationship. Okay? On Facebook, Amy Manny says, the salary is not even enough to start with. I spend 50% of the salary just on transportation alone. I wish I could get the financial asset to start up a business because salary is nothing to depend upon. Oh, Emmanuel is texting us from Lagos. Oh, wow. He's listening from Lagos. All right. Hello, Pasaka. Good morning, Jude. I was declared redundant about 6 years ago. I have a family of five. God has been faithful with us and the family. Meanwhile, I was working. I invested in real estate business while I was working. The rent I get from my faithful tenants have also been helpful, more especially in the area of my children's fees and my house rent. Though I am a landlord to many tenants, I'm also a tenant, but overall, I say God is faithful indeed. Emmanuel, speaking to us from Alu. Okay, Emmanuel, thank you very much for sharing that with us. And this one here says, hi Jude, good morning. I have just about 11.5%. Wow, like that, 11.5% from the money I was paid last month. All right, let's get to the phone lines now. I want to get to hear from you as well. Gift. Oh dear, Gift, Enagi, Gift, please do call back if you can. 0817-923-0002. 0179230003, 0817930009 is the female caller line. All right, that's where you can join us in the conversation. For interesting, only one woman has called in to share her story with us today. But it's interesting that the person who, as it were, led me into this conversation was a woman. She was perceptive. She said, this man didn't pay this. Bless him, never pay salary. Maybe the salary is on the way. Namdi is speaking to us from Rumigbo. Namdi, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning to you, Namdi.
Good morning, dude.
Good morning.
The truth is, I think where the country is, it's even difficult to keep track of what is left after the month. You know, if the inflation rate is crazy, I don't know when last you went to the market to buy some basic groceries.
Last week.
So if for last month, maybe you have 20% of your salary left, or let's say 10-15% of the salary left, the chances are this month is not going to be the same, because probably if you bought cooking gas for 6,000 last month, 7,000 this month is already 9,000. So of late, that become difficult to even keep track. Things are, prices of things are skyrocketing, and majority of what people spend money on now is food. You understand? And for most salary earners, or the way Africa is, there are still one or two people who are dependent on you, one or two people. You just be on your own, they will tell you that you're one of your auntie has swallowed razor. And they do it. That she spend money, you know? So it's crazy. These days it's difficult to keep track, no matter how hard you try. I don't believe the person that said is single.
And not searching.
Thank you.
He's single and not searching. Thank you very much. Victor is in mile three. Victor, good morning.
Good morning, Sajid.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
I want to go straight to answer the question. Well, mine is actually 100%. And if you look at the... Hello?
Yes, well, listen to you, Victor. You see, I have 100% of what you were paid last month.
Yeah, I would say that is true, because I'm not actually spending for my direct salary. There are one or two tips coming from here and there. Mm. But if I should accumulate all of what I've actually spent from those tips coming from here and there, I think I've actually spent my salary 100%.
Wow.
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Interesting.
Thank you
very much. All right, so because he has a multiple income stream, the salary that he has is still intact. However, if he's to collate what he spent so far, he's probably spent the salary that he would have earned, that he does earn, the same amount. That's what he has spent so far. The reality is different for those of us in Port Harcourt, right? Like someone said, those people who are in the village probably think it's pretty easy. He's getting enough. It's probably not doing too badly, you know. It's quality 100. He's on quality 100,000 there. Why is he complaining? We are in the village. We don't have anything. But you know, my mind just go around some of the messages I've read so far. Dude, that person that has 94% of the salary must be a politician. He said, must be a politician. I don't think he's a politician or she's a, because the person said he has about 94% left and he's single, not searching. I don't think so. I don't think so. Oh my god. Okay, all right. We'll go for a break now. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt returns.